This is GQDN for October the 19th, 2022. You know me as Joe. And today we talk about Silent Hill. Someone coming to Marvel Midnight Suns. Now, what's Microsoft been up to? Well, we do know what the quality assurance testers at Blizzard Albany have been up to. This comes to us from wowhead.com, and there's a couple of things that's been going on. So, this is originally reported by the Washington Post, and there will be a ballot count via a video conference on November 18th in order to count the votes. This is all a part of the NLRB and basically giving a ballot count to the Game Workers Alliance in Blizzard Albany. So now they had their formation of the union last July, passed with a landmark vote, but now a vote will happen this November. Looks like maybe contract negotiations. But this is what the Washington Post said, and I quote, "In the ruling, the NLRB dismissed Activision Blizzard's lawyers' argument that quality assurance testers working on different games don't belong in the same bargaining unit." Quote within quote. "The difference between Diablo II Resurrection and Diablo IV is one of the assignment that has minimal to no impact on the community of interest among the associate test analysts," unquote, the board wrote. Further quote, "While we respect the NLRB process, we strongly disagree that the decision that could significantly impact the future of the entire Albany-based Diablo team should be made by just a handful of employees." That's what Activision Blizzard spokesman Rich George said in a statement. For the statement, "Given our tightly integrated operations in Albany, all of our eligible non-supervisory employees should have their voice be allowed to vote, not just the approximately 20 quality assurance testers picked by the union." Now we go on to the story of the day. And for all of you that like horror, we will begin with Silent Hill 2 will be a remake from the Bloober team, and we'll see when it comes out. Now, this was all a part of the Silent Hill Transmission Showcase, and this was the beginning of it. Silent Hill 2 remake. And the remake will be made solely for PlayStation 5 and PC. It will be a time console exclusive for PlayStation for 12 months. Then it will be released to other consoles. Now, Blobber is working with Mashiro Ito and composer Akira Yamoka on the project. And there is a quote by Matuas Lennart, quote, "While we want to achieve the same end result, players' expectations evolve over time, and certain things need to be modernized to have the same or similar effect." But there is more to this Silent Hill story. And they did a little reveal, very small reveal, called Townfall. So what could this be? Well, that's what we don't know. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net. And within the audio, there was a walkie-talkie conversation. And on just the one side of this conversation, a mysterious man says, quote, "Why are you here?" That's what he asked. And what comes over the line is, "Here to be punished. That's good. I like it. I think we've done something so awful that we are stuck here in this place being judged by these people." Very, very interesting stuff. Now, Townfall is being developed by No Code. It's a Glasgow-based developer of Stories Untold and Observation. But we'll see what happens. It is a Silent Hill franchise. But that wasn't the only. There's one more thing. GameSpot.com did reveal that Silent Hill F is coming into the franchise from Resident Evil Reverse Dev. So, the story will be penned by the Japanese writer Ryukishi07, and that is the author of When They Cry, visual novel stories. Now, the trailer was quite interesting. See, there was a girl in the trailer, and she was standing over a memorial. Yes, I saw it. And then she goes up the steps, and like red strings, we'll say that they're strings, but something else, seem to want to latch on to her. Maybe they're vines, maybe there's something else. And they tried to capture the girl. Now, the girl was also floating on a small boat, and the boat was being overtaken by plants. And she eventually was overtaken by the plant, and it eventually took her face off. They hit Silent Hill. So we'll see what happens there. Now, we get out of the scary stuff. We go back to Destructoid, and apparently Microsoft wants to build its own Xbox mobile gaming store. So, in the CMA filing, what Microsoft said was, quote, "The transaction will improve Microsoft's ability to create next-generation game store, which operates across a range of devices, including mobile, as a result of the addition of Activision Blizzard's content. Building on Activision Blizzard's existing communities of gamers, Xbox will seek to scale the Xbox Store to mobile, attracting gamers to a new mobile platform, shifting consumers away from the Google Play Store and App Store on mobile devices will, however, require a major shift in consumer behavior. Microsoft hopes that by offering well-known and popular content, gamers will be more inclined to try something new." So more mobile Xbox. Well, we'll see what happens there. Speaking of Xbox, and this comes to us from DualShockers.com, Midnight Suns teases Deadpool. Oh boy. In fact, on the account's banner, the character wrote, quote, "Deadpool here. I've taken complete control of this channel until these nerds put me in their Midnight Suns game. Let's get messy." Oh, Deadpool. By the way, he did post a video up on YouTube on the Midnight Suns, and in the opening thumbnail says, "Tell him to add me. Hashtag Deadpool Suns." Oh, we love Deadpool, don't we? We end today with something that's going on in Australia. Overwatch 2 has a McDonald's skin. So this comes to us from IGN. And there's the Tracer Lightning skin. So could that be coming to US or UK or elsewhere? I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, you know where you can find us. At GroupQuest on Twitter. At DonForge. Go check out thegroupquest.com. Go check out all of our stuff. Audible, that's what we're brought to you by. Patreon.com/thegroupquest. And stackup.org. This has been a DonForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow with more. Shh. Go play some games, people.